T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 3033. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the men's room. On tap today, who sucks less? The word, the music, and password edition. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Dave.
Crack, clack, you're gonna jump.
All right, here we go. Ohio man steals $166,000 from his mom to buy multiple items for his sexual fetish. Las Vegas smoke shop installs new device to spray robbers with a DNA detecting relish. Court just ruled it's unconstitutional for a police officer to chalk your tires. Florida man who told police he was Jason Bourne, turns out he's a liar. And Apple does boo-boo as teen is arrested because of facial recognition glitch. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, ticks, as in the insect. They're already ugly. They're already creepy. That they might also carry Lyme's disease just kind of makes them nature's little a-holes. Well, now there's a newer, less understood type of Lyme disease making the rounds in the U.S. So, you know, thank you, ticks. Ticks, of course, are not alone. Spiders, not terribly popular. Customs officials in the Philippines, they freaked out when they opened a box that had 757 living tarantulas inside. A woman in New York, she crashed a car, but she spotted the spider in the car with her. She broke one of her 2 legs. The spider broke none of its 8. And bees. Bees can ruin your day. Everyone understands how. In the last few days, we've had the story about a man who was stung to death when he tried to remove a hive. Or the woman in China who had 4 what they call sweat bees in her eyes. The bees were literally feeding on her tears. And other than things in your nightmares, nothing feeds on your tears. But bugs, you can like them, you can hate them, but you've got to live with them. No, really, you actually have to live with bugs. A new study says that the average home has more than 100 different types of bugs living in it. Sleep tight, kids. But today, we want to talk about bugs because we don't care who you are. You've interacted with a bug that somehow just ruined your freaking day. So today, we want to know, what kind of bug did you run into?
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All the shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 3033. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as once again the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. I know, Steve, you have a difficult time every week coming up with three stories that are somewhat just absolutely horrible. But you find them, you dig and you dig and you dig and you look, and lo and behold, right there in the news, occasionally you find these awful stories.
You know, like always, man, and I told you last week, I'll say it again this week, there's this thing, this tool I found where you can find people's bad behavior. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called the internet. And it is, I'm telling you, you go there and like all the bad stuff in the world's right there. This week, however, you won't like any of these people, but you're not going to lose your mind about it.
Because you shouldn't be shocked by this?
No, it's just more, it's basically about a money grab. All three stories, it's a money grab, and that's just... You just discuss it with people.
Okay, fair enough. Who Sucks Less coming up. By the way, if you'd like to get into the debate on Who Sucks Less, we put that up for you if you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and then you guys can get into the debates, which oftentimes we look at and go, hey, man, these two guys are going at it right here.
Mm-hmm.
People get pissed. The return of the word today, there is a National Cybersecurity Center, and I know you're wondering, oh, my God, if they had that, then why wouldn't we be getting hacked all the time from foreign countries? Well, this one is in Britain. And in England, they have put together a list of 100,000 passwords that you should not be using.
100,000?
100,000.
Did you review them all, Miles?
I did not, but ironically enough, a lot of them are your favorite artists and bands.
Well, sure.
Yeah, well, they're telling you not to use some of these.
Because if Prince 02 doesn't work, then try Prince 03.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but we have, and...
BSB Fan 1.
Right. We've got...
That's Backstreet Boys, Miles.
Yes, I know. We've also got a list of, famous people in Hollywood. They name their kids just ridiculous things.
Listen, real quick, I just want to say this one thing. As a black man, I know in the black community, we come up with crazy names just because we want to. Celebrities, however, they come up with these names because they have one thing that they know their kid doesn't have to worry about, mm-hmm. and that is money. Because when you name your child Apple, Apple does not get hired in places, right? You look at the resume, I've never met her. I look at the resume. I already assume she's an idiot. It's gone, right?
Yeah.
It's how people act. But these are rich people that have kids, mm-hmm. so you can name your child Pillowcase.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that question.
Right? Because you got money. The kid's fine.
You know, and we know the famous people because Hollywood, you know, they put their kids out there and they do all that stuff. You don't hear...
Leave my kids out of it. Here's a picture of them doing everything.
Right. You don't think too much about country artists, right? Well, country music has this filter. And this filter, I think, applies to just about anything. Like... what's a good example? Let's say you got a really famous country guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably not going to pull up in a Prius.
Right.
He's probably going to have a big, big truck, right?
Sure.
Because he's got enough money. He's a country music star. He's going to get a big truck.
You also have to do, if your name was Abraham Abramowitz, mm-hmm. I promise you, they'd be like, need to change your name before we launch.
Unless you're Kenny Chesney living on an island, you're probably not riding a scooter. Probably have a big motorcycle, you got four-wheelers. You know,
yeah.
There's a filter that works into country music in a lot of different ways, right? As far as what they sing about and everything else. Well, the same filter seems to hold true with country music stars' children.
Okay, all right.
So what they name their kids, it is exactly what you think it's going to be. So we have some famous names or some names from famous celebrities who are in the country music field and what they name their kids, which is pretty well exactly what you would think.
Junior.
Maverick. Sure. Right. You know what I mean? Like, just stuff that just kind of fits that filter.
Names that sound cool if Sam Elliott says them out loud.
Beef.
Right. If your name's Beef, that's a stupid name.
That's my son
but if
Beef.
Sam Elliott says it, then your name's cool.
What's his name? My son Beef.
And that's T-Bone.
Right
over there.
Yeah, exactly. So that's coming up with the word. And today we're going to talk about insects as a new study finds.
Insects. It's very important you understand the distinction.
Yeah.
I just want to avoid any horrible photography coming our way.
From the LA Times, Sean Green writes, don't panic.
It's like a Game of Thrones thing, dude.
Yeah, no. Insects.
Bugs.
But your house probably has a lot more bugs in it than you think. The average home contains more than 100 different species.
That's a lie. I knew my house was full of bugs.
I was going to say,
but
that's
100 different species. Like, I figured, like, okay.
Ted, I'm going to say you have 125.
All right.
125.
I would say you could find 100 bugs in my house, let alone 100 different species of bugs. That's the difference here. So you might have a lot of one type of bugs, but then you also have 99 other bugs minimally that are something else.
See, that's what's disturbing about the story, because I misread it the first time. I'm like, yeah, it's the season where ants start coming. I'm like, I know there's at least, 100 different types. I'm worried about the ants, because they're a distraction to the other 99.
Dude, in the fall, my house, I'm like Lord of the Spiders.
Well, you're at ground level in an apartment, right? Yeah, that's ground level is the worst level certainly in spring and fall, sure, when all of the animals decide to make a change.
Mm-hmm. I set a tone, though. Get that Sports Illustrated.
They mention everything. They mention everything from flies in your home, yeah, to smaller, yeah, bugs, and they break down benign species that are often so small that people rarely notice them. Here's a weird thing.
Well, that's not always good.
No, book lice. You know how your books have that old smell to them?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's where book lice are. They're not parasitic, but they feed on molds. So when you have that old book smell of mold and dampness and wet, they're all through those books.
And so here you are. I love the smell of
book lice. Oh, yeah.
Fresh pages.
Honestly, if you have a book on the shelf, you haven't picked it up in a while.
You got book lice in your nose.
Mm-hmm. I have a bookshelf, so I'm good on that one.
Say houses are like giant traps for tiny crawling and flying critters, over 100 different species of bugs.
I mean, is that crazy?
No, Ted, it's not crazy, yeah, but you don't want to know. It's like when they talk about the hot dog. We understand on some level what the process is, but you don't want a real good breakdown of how this hot dog came to be, right?
Sure.
It's like, I know the bugs are there, but here's the thing. You only see maybe two or three. You'll see a spider, you'll see a fly, you might see ants. Those are pretty common. Every once in a while, a bug that you know wants to return outside like a bee, you get it. But when you say, oh, by the way, there's 97 more, that's not okay.
Give you a couple more, speaking of bees. The wife of a man who was stung, as were several first responders and police officers, a 51-year-old Arizona man tried to yank a beehive out from behind a couch in his yard. But Mr. Gonzalez ended up covered in bees, and it proved fatal. ABC News, News reports that the Yuma County Sheriff's Office says that they got a call on Sunday evening at about 6:30 and reported a man being stung by numerous bees. Investigators later found out Gonzalez had been attempting to pull out a beehive nestled behind a sofa in his backyard when the bees became agitated. They escaped the swarm. Rescuers sprayed Gonzalez with water so they could pull him away from the bees, then rushed him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A female at the home was also attacked by the bees and was brought into the hospital, though her condition is unclear. The cops and first responders also suffered some minor injuries from the bee stings, but did not require medical treatment.
But he did it with his bare hands.
That's a little bit...
That's stupid. I mean, the reason...
That's stupid. Because that's just dumb.
My line of thinking is this. The reason you wanted the beehive gone is because of the potential risk, mm-hmm, that beehives... And we're all aware of that. So you already know... That just their existence, the fact that they have a hive near your home, you recognize the inherent danger of bees. That's why you want to move it. But then still, while you're thinking this, you still choose to use your bare hands.
I mean,
if you said, hey, man, you have a problem because wolves keep showing up, mm-hmm, in your backyard. And I can say, you know what? I'm going to get rid of them and walk outside with a pair, sure, of boxing gloves. I'm going to die.
Right.
Right.
As far as the neighborhood goes and the neighbors go and everything like that. And I'm sure this happened. Because, you know, it just happens. When you live beside anybody, you kind of notice everything. But I know for a fact, and I hate to say this, but if I was a person who lived beside this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, dude, guy's got a couch right in the middle of his backyard.
Okay, that's my problem with the story.
That thing looks ridiculous. I wonder when he's going to get rid of that couch sitting in the middle of the backyard. Oh, look, I think he's trying to move
Oh, my God.
I told him I would help him move that couch. He should have got that thing out of there. It looks like crap. See what happened? He killed him.
They never indicated that it was outdoor furniture. They just keep saying his sofa.
He had a couch.
And then in my head, backyard. I'm like, he had a living room sofa sitting there. Right. He's already that guy.
Sure.
It was there long enough that bees built a hive.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah. I mean, that's where there was enough bees in there, right, to kill him.
I get that sometimes crap is in your yard because you're in the process of doing something. But it was there long enough. And the thing was, it wasn't about moving his couch. He wanted the beehives away from his couch so that he could sit on his couch.
And granted, it's Arizona, so it probably don't get a lot of rainfall.
All right, that's a little...
And it dries out probably pretty quick.
They sell outdoor furniture.
But when I lived in Baltimore City, we were 21. We would take our couch outside in the TV to watch a movie, but then by the time it rained, we would have to bring them back in.
Yeah.
You would do outdoor movie night?
Oh, yeah.
Would you project, like a projector, or just you'd have an actual TV?
No, we'd just bring the actual TV out there.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone sit outside in the yard and watch TV before.
Oh, really?
I've seen people watch TV to tailgate outside.
No, like, come on, man.
We would drag the couches out, put them in the crappy little backyard, and then grill.
Time out. I've never heard of this. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds like a blast. I've just never done it.
I mean, especially people that had kids, but it's the same theory. They didn't leave it outside. It was like, hey, kids,
right,
we're going to watch. Just like you said, there's some market event you're going to watch on TV. You're not randomly So, I don't know, the Disney Channel showing Mary Poppins. Like, all right, kids. And people would bring, my parents never did. But, yeah, people bring their sofas out.
Huh. And yeah, I mean, it's like, trust me, it's not a great look. You're living in a row house in Baltimore City, and they got furniture in your backyard.
Well, maybe it was the summertime. It's so hot in there. You got to get out of the house.
But also, no one left it outside so long that there were beehives in it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that was more of a springtime, like, it's warm out, let's watch Reservoir Dogs in the backyard.
All right. This is a phenomenon I have never heard of before.
Oh, you're not living.
Yeah, obviously I'm not. We head to Detroit. Police say a man shot himself in the foot on Tuesday morning after he threw a shoe at a cockroach. The 50-year-old man apparently saw the bug from across the room and took off his shoe to throw it at the nuisance. His revolver, however, was still inside the shoe and discharged after hitting the ground. He takes the shoe. He throws it at the cockroach. It fires back and hits him.
Cockroach was like, had it planned all along.
The fire bullet came back and struck the man in the foot. The man, who uses a wheelchair, was inside the home. At the time of the accident, his condition is unknown as of Tuesday morning.
Where did it happen?
In Detroit.
Detroit, okay.
He's in a wheelchair, sees a cockroach, forgets he has the gun in his boot. When he throws it at the cockroach. When it hits the floor, it shoots him back in the foot.
Listen, that's Detroit. I'll just say this about roaches, all right? We came from Baltimore City. You move. If you live in Baltimore City, your idea of what a rat is, most people will call a raccoon, right? Just size-wise. So I always thought that rats were huge. I see rats around the rest of the country. To me, that's not a rat. It's slightly big.
It's a mouse.
Now, that said, a roach is a roach. I moved to New Orleans for a couple of years, years and years and years ago, and they call a palmetto bug, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's a roach. And it is a roach so big that I realized that the average roach does not bother me anymore. They got nothing on these things. The difference is these things can fly. So the first day I moved there, I thought it was a dead bug on my ceiling. I hit it with a broom. It was not dead. And this thing is so big, made so much noise, and I was so unprepared for this new reality, I left and went to the bar for a while. But it's just one of those things you deal with. I suspect anywhere in the South where it's humid, right? It's probably Florida, New Orleans, but I remember getting in the shower one morning. I have to go to work, and it's one of those deals where I am butt naked, the water's running, and when I close the shower curtain, there's one of these damn things inside of the shower curtain, but now I'm in the shower with it. And long story short, by the time I get out of the entire shower curtain to come down,
mm-hmm.
the shower railing...
They're bigger than a locust.
But I could not bring myself to just deal with it one-on-one, and I'm not really showering now. I'm getting wet, but my back is pressed against the tile, and I'm staring at this giant-ass bug, and then it's doing that thing with its antennas, where I'm like, I don't know what this means. I don't get it. So finally, I just freaked out and grabbed, like, the entire shower curtain, just kind of, like, threw myself out. I know it's irrational. It's absolutely ridiculous. I feel no shame telling you. I had a very adverse reaction to these things, man. But after that, if I see a roach now, it does not bother me. The size difference. Like, if you grew up around tigers, a house cat ain't going to scare you.
Running into insects, though, in the shower is pretty nice.
What?
You could crush them right there and flush them. Crush them and flush them.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm picking the insect up with a tissue and taking it outside.
I told my kids that's what I like to do.
That's where I'm at in my life right now. I thought about the other day, I had a wasp in my house, and I picked it up with a tissue. I'm like, please don't sting me while I throw you out. And threw them out. Like, and my daughter's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm not killing the damn thing. I'm just taking it out. You know? It's like, I don't know why.
My son had a spider on his Pokemon book just last night.
I know,
guess
exactly.
What?
That's why.
He died. There is no thought in my head.
I don't have a problem with spiders. I don't think spiders are going to bite me.
It doesn't matter. I know he's not going to bite me because he died.
Unless it's one of those big-ass wolf spiders, then I freak out and try to kill him.
See, that's the thing. I don't distinguish. You know what? You're like a racist. If you're I hate you all. I don't care what kind of spider you are. You're going to die if you're in my home. It's right. Just like, man.
I only kill the big ones.
A bug, human, whatever. I didn't invite you in here. You broke in. We have a problem.
Now, I will say this. If the spider said, hey, man, check out my web, and he had rent, I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Okay, we're cool.
Oh. You're not paying to live here, bro. You got to go.
What bug did you run into? 844-999-OLA.
The weirdest one once was, and I didn't know what it was. It just was like, what is all this slimy crap on my clothes? And then somebody came over, and they knew, and they were like, you got a slug in here.
Oh,
sure you do.
And I was like, what?
It was on your clothes?
Either that or you got lucky.
My clothes were on the ground.
Oh.
Should have taught you to pick them up now, right?
What, the slugs?
No, the clothes.
The clothes! Ted learned no lessons.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, close your slider. Keep those slugs out.
Okay. That was the lesson learned.
The lesson learned is
close your slider.
Get rid of the slugs. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Day-o.
Hola.
Day-o. All right, so my bug encounter, I was hiking the PCT, and I'm not sure when exactly it happened, but I noticed it at the end of the Mojave Desert, and I thought I had like a little ingrown hair. So I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. So I kept walking about day and a half later, I get to Lone Pine, California, and I look down, and there's like this little tiny hole in my skin. And so, come to find out, I go to the doctor, and they have to look at it and whatnot. And the lady tells me, oh, you were bit by a common desert spider. But where I got bit was on the base top of my junk.
Oh. Did they lay eggs in there or anything like that?
No, it was basically just a hit and run.
Look, anywhere else that's
the first mouth that's been on my junk in 8 years.
I
married that spider.
Yeah. I would have covered up like 2 days just to get to the hospital if something was burrowing a hole in my penis. You know what I mean? Like, I'd have walked through the night. You know, like, I'd have just been like a man who like had to get back because someone fell off a cliff. Like, I got to find help.
I would say this. I would pay for the ambulance ride gladly if an animal bites a hole in my penis.
Well, I didn't think it was an animal. I thought it was just an ingrown hair. But so the doctor told me that I can't keep hiking with it because it's, you know, not getting any air. Or it's just, you know,
I would think if anywhere.
How often does your penis get air? Like a doctor says, hey, man, your penis isn't getting any air. I'm thinking based on my day-to-day
like this would be the one opportunity for you to hang that out for miles and let the air hit.
I legally have to wear pants, so therefore it doesn't get a ton of air anyway.
I would think the Pacific Coast Trail would be the best place to walk around with your wang out and nobody see it.
Exactly. Here's the thing I did, though. Since I had to keep walking, I went ahead to this little general store, bought two of the, shoelaces. Tied one end to the backpack, the other one to the through the hole in the latch for the pants, and then the other one around the button. And so I had it kind of propped up a little bit, and I just let it hang out. But then I had a 12-man like little flag, so I rigged it right in front. So if someone were to be walking towards me,
like a codpiece.
Yeah, they would just see the 12th man, but not actually see the 12th man.
Did you get rid of the one, just make it the second man?
No. Did you nickname your penis the 12th man?
I should have.
Do you still have a scar down there?
No, it cleared up after about 3 days, and you know, everything's back to normal.
I just like the fact that, you know, there's a few times in life where you have to kind of MacGyver something. I like that in this case. It's like, how do I MacGyver a loose cod piece over my penis so I can let it air out while I walk down the path?
Get air to your penis.
That sounds like a weird thing.
Well, I mean, like, right, like, yeah, generally it's covered, right? Except it's nighttime, you're showering.
Right.
Oh, look, if they had, like, underwear that had, like, a fan on it, could we offer
a absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah. You're, like, standing over that thing that dries your hand at the bowling alley. You know, with shorts on. I used to do that as a kid, like, just stand over with my boxers, like, oh, God, that feels so good.
That's the problem with the Dyson Airblade. It doesn't fit in there. You got to keep stuffing it down in there.
What bug did you run into? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Philippines customs officials were astonished when they opened a nicely gift-wrapped box of cookies and oatmeal flown all the way from Poland.
Oh, who doesn't want Polish cookies and Polish oatmeal?
And found a little contraband, hundreds of live tarantulas. The Bureau of Customs personally sees 757 tarantulas at a mail exchange center near the Manila International Airport. All
by Manila envelopes.
One Filipino man who tried to claim the long-legged and venomous spiders as his own and said that they were his collector's items.
The tarantulas.
That is correct. Many of the baby tarantulas were concealed in small plastic vials, punctured with holes for air, while the bigger spiders, they were shipped in see-through plastic containers. Officials estimated the value of the shipment is about $5,900.
To me, it's worth zero.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it depends on the person, but to me, that is worth $0.
Obviously, in the Philippines, you can't bring in stuff that's from other countries. It's not indigenous to
especially
the area.
Especially not spiders.
Yes, our question, what bug did you run into? 844-999-OLA.
We're talking about bugs in the house. Miles, you said you're one of those people, you know, as best you can, you just try to get them outside and be free. And someone adds, there is zen with letting the bug outside. There might be. My house is a no-zen zone. Just understand that. That's how that works.
And, nice try, but I'm pretty sure there's a video of the Dalai Lama himself, and somebody asked him about, like, bugs or whatever. And he's like, well, you should be super nice, blah, blah, blah. And, like, slaps his arm.
Right.
Like,
he's joking, or there's a fly landed on him?
No, I think he was kind of saying, like...
Yeah.
Be nice, but it doesn't mean you can't kill them if they're in your house. Look, to me, if you have more than four legs and you enter my home, you're going to have problems with me, right? Bring up a puppy, you go, all right. Bring up a spider, like, spider's going to die. Circle of life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it quickly. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola.
So I was part of the invasion into Iraq in 2003. And one night I woke up with a camel spider on my chest.
Was it looking at you?
It was.
Do they bite?
They do. I luckily did not get bitten.
What is your first reaction when a camel spider, you wake up and there's a camel spider on your chest?
words I cannot say, but I just sat there, stared at it, and just waited for it to leave.
Okay. Well, you didn't smash it. You did not swat it off your chest. You waited it out.
Yeah, I did.
You and me are very different. I would not be okay to just lay there.
So
I was afraid that I would make it angry and that I would get bit.
Is there a spider that stings or do they all bite?
I think they all bite.
So if it's a venomous spider, it has bitten you.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
All right. No, I'm asking. I don't either. I was just wondering, like, is there a spider with a stinger that will sting you?
No.
Or is that just insects that kind of like,
Those are stinging insects. I think spiders just bite. How long was the camel spider on your chest? How long did you go through this?
Felt like forever, but probably about 5 minutes.
5 minutes you just sat there with this thing on your chest?
I did.
And did it just...
It was the longest 5 minutes of my life.
Did it just stare back at you? Did it walk around at all?
No, it just stared at me. It did not move.
So,
was that one of the scarier things you dealt with?
And probably the scariest, yes.
Okay. Were you hoping it would walk off of you, or are you waiting to the right strategy to swat it, or what was going through your head?
Well, I got a little impatient, and I started rocking back and forth to try to get it off me, and it finally just was fed up and walked away.
How big was it compared to your hand?
It was probably about three times the size of my hand.
Three times the size of your hand.
So this thing is standing nipple to nipple across your chest, basically.
Oh, yeah. So with these camel spiders, with their legs, they can get up to 3 feet in length.
See, it's not okay,
okay,
man.
I have a question. Is that the world's largest insect?
Is that bigger than the ones in Australia?
I mean, is that the biggest insect on the planet? Could you run into a bigger bug? I know there's all kinds of different insects. I know this scientifically.
It's not an insect. It's a spider.
No. But I'm saying as far as like, I go, God, that's a big bug.
Right.
What would I say? God, that's a big bug. And that's the biggest bug there is.
Is that the same one as the one in Australia?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the Titan beetle.
What bug did you run into? 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.